Oak Bay has issued a warning as fungi. The BC Center for Disease Control, BCCDC, calls extremely poisonous, sprouts throughout the district. Formerly named Amanita phalloides, deathcap mushrooms, which were spotted on Ripon Road earlier this month, can lead to severe illness or even death if ingested. They closely resemble edible mushrooms, making them especially dangerous to foragers, said Oak Bay's Parks Services Manager Chris Hyde-Lay. Never eat mushrooms found in the wild unless identified with absolute certainty by an expert. According to the BCCDC, deathcaps cause 95% of all mushroom-related deaths, and approximately 30% of those who eat the toxic fungi will die, with the worst symptoms occurring 72 hours after ingestion. These could include jaundice, kidney failure, delirium, convulsions, gastrointestinal bleeding and coma. Despite warnings about their risks, the mushrooms have claimed lives. In 2016, a 3-year-old in Victoria died after eating one of the caps. More than a decade before, an adult in BC nearly died after mistaking a death cap for an immature puffball mushroom. Pets have been impacted, too. The Victoria News reported in 2019 that 2 puppies died after eating the mushrooms. The death cap grows in urban areas across the province, typically beneath imported European trees, such as birch, hazelnut, hornbeam, sweet chestnut, and oak. Death cap mushrooms live in a mutually beneficial partnership with tree roots, trading nutrients for sugars, said Hyde-Lay. The mushroom itself is just the reproductive tip of a much larger, hidden underground network attached to the tree. The fungi's fruiting period spans from mid-August to November, though they can also sprout in July and December. Autumn often brings more rain after dry summers, creating the damp conditions mushrooms need to fruit, added the park's services manager. In Oak Bay's case, many of our boulevards are irrigated and well-drained, giving the mushrooms ideal conditions to grow. On non-irrigated boulevards, we are seeing fewer deathcap mushrooms this year so far because of a lack of consistent rainfall. To decrease the risks the mushrooms pose, Hyde-Lay explained Oak Bay crews remove deathcaps identified throughout the district. He added that if locals find deathcap mushrooms on their property, rubber gloves should be worn when removing them. Residents should also avoid touching their face, mouth, or eyes during the process. Hands and gloves should be washed after removal, and mushrooms should be discarded in the garbage, not composted or put in a food recycling bin. Remove the mushrooms before mowing the lawn to avoid local spread, he added. When removing the mushrooms, the bulbous base needs to be removed as well. Unless necessary, avoid lawn watering to conserve water and to suppress early fruiting of death caps. Anyone who may have ingested a poisonous mushroom should go to the nearest hospital or call 911 or the Poison Information Center at 1-800-567-8911. Try to keep a sample of the mushroom for testing. For more information, visit bccdc.ca. With files from Christine Van Riewick.